This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Edward Wright.
Get in there. Yes!
Baby! Oh, baby! Edward Lubin!
Joey Zanaboni, Dale Shilley with the call on Y98 last night. I was watching it from down here and listening to it as well. St. Louis City SC beat Seattle 1-0. They have four consecutive clean sheets to start the season. We are joined by sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Pfannenstiel. It's always a pleasure, my friend, as I come to you from Jupiter, Florida, the spring training home of the Cardinals. How are things in St. Louis?
Yeah, good. I can see you actually sitting there yesterday watching the game with a nice cocktail in your hand.
Yeah.
Enjoying the sunshine. Yeah, it's good, you know, getting a home win finally, like second game at home. And I think especially against a team like Seattle, which was our bogey team so far, having played them four times, haven't picked up a point. And yesterday getting that win was definitely a very important step forward.
Well, you continue to lock it down defensively. Before we talk about Lunt and Berkey, how about just overall the way that you are playing defensively and limiting opportunities and chances for other teams?
Yeah, you know, really, really solid. I think the way we defend as a group, and defending is not just meaning the back five or the back three. I think it starts with the strikers who are closing down the spaces. I think that's overall really impressive so far the whole season. Again, yesterday there was, I think, one or two shots on target, which is not much. Did Seattle really had a lot of clear-cut chances? No, they didn't. It's really a big improvement when it comes to that, looking into the last years, actually, how we structure, how we organize our defensive lineup. And, you know, that's usually what wins you games. You don't need to always have that offensive firework and create 6-7 chances. If you're smart, you defend well, and you use the chances in the right moment, or a set piece like yesterday that really gives you the points. And as a group, Tom, we really defend well so far.
Yes, you have. And Lunt in goal for you, and Leuven with the goal, and City wins it 1-0. It was close there at the end, though. They call for a penalty shot, and then, oh, hold on a second, there's a handball. They went back and looked at it, and indeed a handball, and it turns out to be a finish for City, 1-0. That was something. And then, you know, just overall, the fact that you had to make the change, my obvious question is, how is Berkey? What is the latest there with his hand?
Yeah, you know, it was in the morning, of course, a bit of a shock. We had a normal training session on Friday, and he made a save. He got the ball a bit awkward on his hand. And, you know, we didn't really look like anything crazy. So we waited for Saturday morning and see how it went. And then we did the x-ray, and it's obviously a fracture, but it's nothing crazy. So we're not talking about an extremely long time here, but we will see a specialist tomorrow. And then we have to make that the last final decisions. But then again, you know, it happens in football. Injuries are part of the game. And of course, if the captain, the best goalkeeper in the league, is out on a short notice, that could actually rattle a team. But then again, we have a good group. And as you saw, we believe in Ben Lund's quality. You know, he's an experienced goalkeeper. He's around for a long time. He works really well together with Roman. And really all the compliments from myself, being a former goalkeeper, very solid, very confident performance. And keeping a clean sheet is always great in the first game of the season. So we are obviously looking forward for Roman to return. But in the meantime, there is a lot of belief and a lot of trust in Ben Lund, who had a good game and a great preseason, by the way, as well. So absolutely no problems here.
And just a little bit more on Lunt. He and Roman are very close, aren't they? They're really good friends. Roman shot him a text in the morning just to give him a heads up, but it was the day of.
Yeah, Tom, we're all very close friends, as you know. But it's very important, I think, when it comes to this goalkeeper hierarchy. If we have two guys who are roughly at the same level and they fight for the spot, you do not have this relationship. So I think here, it's pretty much clear set. Roman is our star player. Roman is our DP. Roman is an absolutely top goalkeeper. I would call it an international top goalkeeper. So for Ben, as a second choice, it's very tough because you're training every day. You work really hard, but then you need to be ready in this right moment. And I think a relationship them to build, where I think the basic situation, the starting situation is very clear. Roman is number one. And Ben is number two. You need to have a special character to live actually in that role as the second choice, as the backup. And that only works out well if there is a good relationship between the number one and the number two. Having said that, you know, being a goalkeeper myself before, I was the worst number two in the world. Because if you cannot accept that you're being on the bench and the other guy is better, then you create a problem for yourself and for the team. And there we are really fortunate that with Birki Lund and also Olivares, they have a very, very clear structure where our goalkeeper coach, Alex Langer, does a fantastic job. And I think that pays off in the end of the day.
That's a really good point. What about in midfield? You had Akil Watts with Chris Durkin and Edward Leuven. If you could get into that a little bit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And your change in formation.
That was, I think, a bit of a surprise for the fans, you know, see Akil on a kind of, I would call it, wide 10 position. more on the offensive position. He normally plays as a wing back or a full back or as a six. But I think he worked out well because he's very athletic. He works hard. He got a few good runs behind their back three. And I think this whole combination with Durkin, which is a warrior, you know, like a hard tackling, hard working guy, and obviously Edu, which scored a screamer. We haven't spoken about that. I mean, it was a wonderful free kick, like really beautiful. I was actually surprised that Joey didn't jump down the balcony yesterday after we scored that one. But yeah, it was a different formation. I think it caught Seattle a bit by surprise because they didn't really know where Watts will show up during that game. And that's something, really, really smartly done by the coaching staff to get a bit of a surprise in there as well.
Yeah, it was really something. Leuven has a lot of confidence. There's no question about that. And you're starting to see it now. Here we go again with this team. When they start to play well together, it is something to behold. And you know, who could have anticipated giving up no goals? Let me ask an alternate question. Is there something that you would like to see this team do better right now? Is there something that is lacking early in the season?
You know, we don't really want to jinx that now because, as you see, obviously people coming into the stadium and they want to see, especially in America, high-scoring games. And people, of course, they love a 5-1 or a 5-2 more than a 1-0. But when it comes to the whole season, I think winning games like yesterday is very important. So what would I change right now? I mean, right now, obviously, I don't want to change anything. But there is always room for improvement. There is, we also have to be honest. It was not the perfect game, you know, and it never is a perfect game. So can we be better with the ball? Can we create more chances? Of course we can. Can we have a different setup sometimes in a while to get a bit more behind their back four? Yes, we can do that as well. But if it's not necessary, it's nothing which has to be changed right now. I think you develop over the course of a season or you develop over the course of the first half of the season. Right now, I think we should be happy what we get out of the team. We should be happy with the results. You know, I said in the start of the season, the first five games are tremendously difficult, playing against some top teams in the league. Also next week, because a special game in Philly. So where we are standing right now, I think it's pretty impressive, having not conceded a goal in four games. Not many teams in MLS history have done that. We also haven't done that so far at all. So I think that is something Tom can and we should build up on.
Absolutely. You know, there's a coach that I've talked to many times through the years who says, and it just happened this past season for him, that he won games. They found a way to win the football game, and they walked off the field a winner. And he said, if people can have whatever narrative they want and talk about our team and shape it however they want us to do certain things, and I don't care. I will go out there, and we're going to do it the way we do it, and we're going to find ways to win. And that guy is Eli Drinkwitz, who was on the pitch last night delivering the match ball. I saw that you had a chance to exchange some words with him. He is something else. And the crowd really got into it, didn't they, that the Mizzou players and coach were there?
Yeah, it was really, really nice. You know, I never met him before, so we had a good talk yesterday. It was funny because he actually followed up what I did before in my life. So we had a good talk, and actually we agreed that I will come up there to Colombia once they start training and playing again to kind of shadow him a little bit to see actually how Mizzou is set up, how they prepare for a game, how they do play in a game. So it's something which I haven't seen before. And, you know, I'm always, even though I'm already have gray hair, I still feel young by heart. There's lots of things you can learn and pick up from other sports. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. Very interesting personality, very, very open-minded. It was great to meet him, to be honest.
Yeah, he's good. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for the update on Berkey. Thank you for visiting with us, and congrats on a great win last night for St. Louis City SC.
I'm very surprised you didn't ask me about the game against Philly next week.
Yeah, I usually do have a preview, don't I? Well, hey, while I have about 30 seconds, give me a little preview of that.
Well, I mean, you know, top team, they're doing well. Bradley Connell, their manager, so it's a special game for us as well. It's a special game for him as well. We're really looking forward to play against Philly, to play against Bradley. That's one of the teams I have the closest ties to in general, where the sporting director is something like my brother. We worked before together in Germany for many, many years. So I'm really looking forward to go to Philly next week.
I'm sure that you are, and I look forward to that as well. I think that is going to be something as we watch you celebrate and then move on to the next match, and that certainly will be a big one against Bradley in Philadelphia. Lutz, thank you very much for the time again. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Have a nice Sunday in the sun.
You too. Lance Lutz Fahnenstiel with us on Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. When we come back, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak, with us live from Jupiter, Florida on KMOX.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.